We are on Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says like this. Yesterday we were discussing walls. That's called vertical, up and down. Today we're discussing horizontal walls, meaning the schach. We're not talking about the walls vertically reaching the schach. We're talking about horizontally the walls reaching the schach. That's what we're talking about today. So the issue is not whether or not you have a wall. The issue is whether or not the walls are considered connected to your schach on top. So means that you took your schach and it's too far away horizontally from the walls. Here you distanced from rachok your schach from the walls 3 tefachim psula. That's pasul. Because the walls are not considered to be reaching the schach. Right? What principle is at work here? If it was less than 3, it would be? Less than 3 would be? Okay, so Menachem, maybe I shouldn't say your name, it's recorded, I'm sorry. Someone just said that it should be Dofen Akuma. And that answer is wrong, but it's very significant for the discussion we're going to have today, so I'm glad that you said it. Because what we're going to have to do is we're actually going to compare and contrast. When we say Dofen Akuma, there's a bent wall, versus when we say this, what is this? If it's less than 3, what do we call that? It is Lavud. It's Lavud. Lavud means it's connected. It's considered connected. Less than 3 tvachim. If it's more than 3 tvachim away, is there anything here? Menachem, is there anything there? No, it's airspace. Airspace. So that's the chiddush here, is that we do not say Dofen Akuma. We cannot view that airspace as if it's connected to the wall, because it isn't. So you can't say Dofen Akuma. Now, Rashi points out something fascinating from here, that you see from here an interesting idea, by the way, in Dofen Akuma. Since we don't say Dofen Akuma, how must we look at the concept of Dofen Akuma? So I'm going to take a step back for a minute before we go on. Does everyone remember the concept of Dofen Akuma? Dofen Akuma means that there's schach puzzle. So I'll give you a very practical example. So you got to remember there are packingers. It happens to a lot of people. But the packingers have a sukkah like this every year, where their sukkah walls are the walls of their house. So because of that, the schach rests on, you know, some wooden structures that they built, and the schach goes up to the gutter of the house. So there's an overhang from where the roof juts out before it hits the wall. So the truth is that it's a ceiling. Then there's schach comes next to it. So what's the story underneath that gutter area? That's roof. I mean, it's wood, so it's for sure a drabonon, but on top of this metal and the gutter, so the metal's for sure no good. So that's not valid schach. So, is that a problem? The answer is no, because as long as it's less than dalid amos, as long as it's less than 4 amos of that gutter roof area, what do we call that? Dofen Akuma. So what does it mean, Dofen Akuma? You can look at Dofen Akuma in two ways. One way is that if you have less than dalad amos of that schach puzzle, we can take the wall and push it over. We push over the wall. That's one way to look at it. The other way to look at it is what it sounds like. It's a dofen akuma. It's a bent wall, which means the wall itself just bends over. Yeah? So this may be the nakamina. In a second. Either way, you shouldn't be allowed to eat under it, because either it's outside the sukkah, because we moved over the wall, or it's actually under the wall. Right? Those would be the two ways to envision it, right? Either it's under the wall because the wall is bent, or it's actually outside the sukkah, because we imagine like the wall moved over. Now, can you say Dofen Akuma if you don't have schach puzzle? If you just have airspace, why can't we say Dofen Akuma? And we don't, because it needs to be Lavud. That's what the Mishnah is saying. The schach has to be connected, Lavud, to the wall. Why not? Why don't we just move the wall in? Dofen Akuma. So it says Rashi, what do you see from here? You can't say Dofen Akuma unless you have what? Schach pasul. But the airspace, you cannot say Dofen Akuma. So wait a minute.
But all you're doing is moving the wall over. Why can't we just move the wall over when it's airspace? The answer is, that's apparently not how we envision Dofen Akuma. Dofen Akuma is a bent wall. It's not that we move the wall over. And maybe there are other nafkaminas, but that's how to look at the idea of Dofen Akuma. You cannot sit under it anyway, but, okay. So if you distanced the schach from the wall, three tvachim, psula, because love would require less than three tvachim. Bias, shenavaras, a bias whose roof has been destroyed, been demolished, it fell down. It blew away. And you put schach on top of the hole in the middle of the roof. So picture this scenario. You have a room, you know, like this one. And in the middle of the roof, there's a hole. The ceiling fell, collapsed, blew away, whatever. So we'll put schach on top of it. Now, it's pretty far away from the walls. Who cares? There's a little hole in the middle of the room. So, im yesh min ha-kaisav ha-sichuch arba amis, if the distance from the schach and the walls, because there's still a lot of ceiling, if the distance is 4 amis or more, psula, this, your sukkah is no good. But if it's less, then it is good. Because what will we say? That's exactly an example of dofen akuma. Can you picture it? Here's a picture, a very tall picture. I don't know if you can see this. But here's a nice little room. He's got like windows in the back, you know. And here's the ceiling. And there's like a hole in the middle. So you put schach on top of that hole. Like a skylight. So if there's less than dalet amos, it's fine. Because we'll consider all of those walls bent walls. But otherwise, if it's 4 amos or more, then it's possible you can't say dofen akuma. And then the schach simply does not reach the walls. If you have a courtyard, and all along in New York you have this in those motels. Can you picture one of those motels where it's in like a U shape, and maybe like the parking lot is like in the middle?
So you have like all of these, these are all like apartments, right? Like a hotel. So in the middle, you have like, you know, parking spots for people to park, and then they go into their rooms, and they're like levels. You know what I'm talking about? Does that make sense? So sticking out is like a walkway to get to the second level, and that walkway, you know, goes all the way across. So you can imagine that scenario. So basically the walkway ends up being an awning over every single door on the ground level. Can you picture it? Yes? Yeah. Those of you that are here. And in more way than one. So you go ahead and you want to just take schach and put it all the way across. And just make a big sukkah. What a great idea.
So that's similar to the idea of the Mishnah. Vechin chatzer, you have a courtyard, and it's surrounded by a platform, an awning, something like that, a porch, all the way around. So what do you mean vechin? It doesn't say halacha. What do you mean vechin? What's the Mishnah saying? What do you mean vechin? So too. So what the Mishnah means to say is, and the same structure, same halacha, would apply in that scenario. What structure, what halacha? Dofen akuma. So as long as those platforms, whatever it's going to be, those walkways, or whatever the case may be, as long as they're less than dalet amos, so it's a dofen akuma, and that would be totally fine. That would be a good sukkah. Sukkah gedola, a large sukkah. Shikifua bedavar shein mesachachin boy. And you surrounded it with something you can't use for schach. In other words, picture your sukkah along the three, well, which is a three-sided sukkah. We'll forget the fourth side for a minute. It's open. The fourth side is just the opening. So your three-walled sukkah, and you put all along the perimeter, you put schach pasul. I don't know why, but you did. So we can imagine this, you know, it's really exactly the same case as we just described in the courtyard. It's really the same thing. But it's the same idea. So it's schach pasul all along the perimeter. So same halacha applies. Im yesh tachtav arba amis,
psula, if underneath it, meaning if that space is 4 amos, so then it is pasul. So, of course, the problem with this Mishnah is it seems to have just said the same halacha 3 times. Right? Let's go through the Mishnah quickly. It said, if you distance your schach from the walls 3 tvachim, you're stuck. That's, what do we call that? It's not lavud. Okay. End lavud case of Mishnah. The rest of the Mishnah is all about dofen akuma. So there are 3 cases of dofen akuma now. What's the first case? If your ceiling fell down and you want to put schach in the middle of your living room. So, dofen akuma. Similarly, a chatzer that has a porch around it. Less than dalaramis, dofen akuma. So too, you have a sukkah, and you put schach pasul around the perimeter. Less than dalaramis, dofen akuma. So 3 examples of the same exact thing. House, chatzer, and what's the last one? Sukkah. So it's the case of the hole in house, porch in your chatzer, and schach pasul around your sukkah. Well, it's the same thing. Tell me the principle. What is going on over here? So that's the Gemara. Kol hane, all of these, I mean, these 3 examples. Kol hane, all of these. Lamali, what do I need? Why do we need all of these examples? Just tell me the din ones. Tzricha, they're each necessary. Why? If the only halacha you would tell me is that if you have a house and the ceiling collapses, you're going to put schach in the middle of the ceiling. And you'll tell me as long as it's, you can say dofen akuma less than 4 amos, you're good. More than 4 amos, no good. So picture that case of the house. Why might that be good and the other cases not? What is the difference between that case and the other two? Well, the last case is a sukkah with schach pasul. But the second case is a case of like of the porches on top. So it's interesting because the walls of the porch case or our motel case, the walls are actually not intended for the parking lot, you know? Walls are intended for to keep people on the inside warm. So who cares? Mishum dahani mechitzos labayis avidan. Because the mechitzos, the walls of a house, are for the inside of the house, which is in that case where your schach is being put. But in this case of the motel, so the walls are actually abachatzer mukefas achsadra. The walls are not intended, they were never built to be facing the parking lot. I mean, they happen to be there, but you build walls for the inside, not the outside. They're not walls for the outside. So say it would not be true. Maybe it wouldn't be true in that case. Maybe you can't say dofen akuma. If you have a wall, and the wall is intended for your living space, so maybe we can play all kinds of games with it. But maybe you can only refer to it as a wall when that's what it's for. But if it's that backside of the wall, it's the outside of the wall, so maybe not. Maybe not. It's at least a significant difference between it. That doesn't seem to account for the third case of the sukkah. Again, the walls are for the inside. So it accounts for one case. Tzricha. So you need to at least have those 2 cases. V'yashmin on hani tarte. And if you would tell me those 2 cases, the house that has a hole in it, and the case of the motel parking lot, the achsadra of the chater. Mishum esichgan schach kosher hu. Because in both of those cases, what's covering it, what's making the schach pasul, is that it's a house. Or in this case, an achsadra, some sort of porch that's made for, I don't know, whatever the purpose is, but certainly not in the case of the house, we said before that the house is pasul, it's not schach, even though it's made out of wood. And in the case of the walkway over here, also, it's not made to give shade or anything. That's intended to be whatever its purpose is. But the material it's made out of is wood. So technically, it's schach kasher. But if you have a large sukkah, and what you used for schach was something that's schach pasul, maybe used metal or whatever the case may be, who sorry, when I lost the place, you give up the Darush Emesachin boy, the Sikha Schach Puzzle, who, where the Schach is in that case actually puzzle, Emaloy. Maybe you can't say Dofen Akuma in that case. Maybe Dofen Akuma can only be said when you can join together the Schach, you can at least play games with it, because it's technically kosher. So if it's technically kosher, we'll allow you to say Dofen Akuma. But if it's actually puzzle to use a schach, so then maybe we can't say Dofen Akuma. The answer is in all three cases you can say Dofen Akuma. So all the what we'd accomplished in the Gemara is that the Mishnah's three cases, each one of them has a unique chiddush. That first we need to know that there's a concept called Dofen Akuma. Fine. Once we know there's a concept of Dofen Akuma, maybe it only works with walls that are useful for the inside, not the outside, the back of a wall. No, back of a wall, you can also say Dofen Akuma. Okay, well maybe you can only say it when the schach puzzle is no good for schach for ancillary reasons, but technically it's wood and you could theoretically use it as schach. No, even schach puzzle, because at the end of the day we're not trying to extend the schach, we're trying to bend the wall. And the walls don't have any halachas, it has to be made out of any specific material, and therefore there's nothing wrong with saying Dofen Akuma, even if the material is totally schach puzzle, it's metal or anything else. So that's how the Gemara works out, the three cases of the Mishnah. Amar Rabba, Ashachidin Rabbanon Devei Rav. Rabba said, I found the rabbis from the Beis Medrash of Rav. The Yasvei V'Komar, they were sitting and they were saying, Avir Paisa B'Shleisha, airspace. So if there's missing, if there's no schach between your schach and the wall, that empty area like the Mishnah began with, Posel B'Shleisha is a problem once it reaches three tvachim. Right? Less than three tvachim is lavud. So airspace is a problem once you hit three tefachim. Schach pasul, but if the material you're using is no good for schach, poisel be'arba'a. That pasul's at four tefachim. Wait a second. So what happened here? Rabba comes to visit the Rabbanan of Rav, and I don't know, you know, he asked him what you learned today or whatever, just overhearing the conversation. And they were saying the halacha is, there's a difference between airspace, Menachem goes back to what you were saying originally in a certain way. There's a difference between airspace and schach pasul. If there's nothing there, then three tefachim is a problem. If there's something there, and if something is bad, is no good, so then it's okay until you hit four tefachim. Four tefachim? What's your kasha? If it's four tefachim along the edge of the sukkah, then we say it's a Dofen Akuma. What? Okay, so we have to clarify the case. The case is not when the schach puzzle runs along the edge, because then we'll say Dofen Akuma. The problem is when the schach puzzle runs down the middle. So imagine you're sitting in your sukkah, and in the smack in the middle, running along the length of your sukkah in the middle, is a bunch of metal rods, shpudin, you know, whatever it's going to be, schach puzzle. So what just happens? What happens there? So that's considered a division in your schach, because you can't use it. So that's not part of your sukkah, it's not part of your schach. So imagine you're sitting in a sukkah, and then smack in the middle, you're using mats. So the mats go halfway on one side, and halfway on the other side. See, if there's three tefachim or more of space between the mats, it separates the two halves of your sukkah. You basically have a sukkah with two walls over here and two walls over here. Or maybe three if you're lucky enough. If you have a fourth wall, then maybe you can even have a kosher sukkah on both sides. Can you picture that? I'm going to use a different color because the red don't.
So if you have a sukkah that has three walls, and you have a mat that goes here, and a mat that gets you to here, so then all of here is just airspace in the middle. So as it is now, if this is three tefachim, then you don't have a sukkah. Because you only have two walls here and two walls here. Make sense? Yeah? If you have a four-wall sukkah, however, so then it depends on your dimensions. As long as you have seven tefachim here, you know, and seven tefachim here, this will be the longer side, so you do it, then you actually have two sukkahs. But you'd be stuck in the airspace here, because there's nothing, there's no sukkah in the airspace. So it could theoretically pass through your sukkah. Okay, so we're going to imagine that our sukkah only has three walls. So I think up front is just an entranceway. So if you have a division here, you're finished. Because it splits your sukkah into two. So one case is airspace, and the other case is where it's filled in, but it's filled in with schach puzzle. So there's a difference in halachas in the Talmidim of Rav. In the case where it's airspace, as long as it's less than three tefachim, we say lavud, and the two mats connect each other. But if you fill in that space with schach puzzle, with metal or something you can't use for a schach, so then it's not a halach of lovewood anymore. But if you have four tefachim, kill your sukkah. Now there's no way to say dofen akuma here because it's not connected to a wall. So there's no dofen akuma applicable. The question is, how does this work? How are you passing your sukkah with schach puzzle? The answer is because that's, in a certain way, it's airspace. We're going to take it off. Wait a minute. If it's airspace, then all you should use three tefachim. So that's what we're wondering about when we first hear this. What's the story of schach puzzle exactly? So the Talmidim of Rav said, schach puzzle is its own entity and has its own halachas. It's not a problem until it's four tefachim. Once you hit four tefachim, then we consider it to be splitting your sukkah in two. But until four tefachim, then it's okay.
It's better to have schach puzzle than airspace.
Yeah, it's better to have schach puzzle than airspace. That's what it comes out to be. Where did they get the concept of four tefachim from? Where does four tefachim come from?
From like the beginning of Shiram.
Well, it's four amis and dofen akuma. No, you're right. I hear you saying, right? So, where does this come from? The answer seems to be, because we saw this before actually, that the number four tefachim is a significant makom. Four tefachim is a significant makom. So because of that, we've created a makom in your sukkah of schach puzzle. That's where they seem to be coming from. This is not halacha l'moshe Sinai. This is a svara. This is a shiur that they got from Rav, or however Rav got from Rav, because it's a significant makom. Okay, so the story goes, Rabba overheard or was talking to the Talmidim of Rav, and they said, when you have a split down the middle of your sukkah, there's a difference between airspace and schach puzzle. Airspace, three tefachim is a problem, but schach puzzle is not a problem until it's four tefachim. So again, if I have a dot in my Gemara, Amar Rabba Ashkechinu, Ashkechasinu, the Rabbanon, Devei Rav, I found the rabbis of Rav's Bish Medrash, yes, we got them, they were studying, they were saying, of your place with shleisha, airspace that splits your sukkah in half, pasels with three tefachim, schach pasel, but schach pasel paisel, pasels, but arba'a, with four tefachim. Vamina luhu ana, Rabba says, and I said to them, of your the place with shleisha minalechu, how do you know that airspace pasels once it reaches three tefachim? This not, as we learn in our Mishnah. Here, chikesa siichuch mina devana shleisha tefachim sula. If you distance your schach from the walls, three tefachim, it's pasul. That's how you know it. So he says, so how do you get this idea of four tefachim of schach pasul? Schach pasul nami, schach pasul also, leilifso alabar ba'amis. It should only be a problem once it hits four amos. This not, as we learned in the Mishnah, Baishna Vachas, Zichel Chagaba. At the house that the roof blew away, and you put schach on the hole, if there is between the schach and the wall four amos, it's pasul. But less than that, it's fine. So that's what he said back to them. You have an answer to this right away, don't you? You're saying, what? He says to them, how do you get the shiur for your airspace? Lovewood. And where do you get this idea that schach pasul in the middle of your sukkah is going to be a problem in four tefachim? It should be for Amis. Dofen Akuma. For Amruli, and they said to me, Bar Mina Dehahi. No. You have the wrong chat. Rashi says, Bar Mina Dehahi means Klemar Haraya Ina Yikar. Your proof is not the essential proof. It's not a good proof. The Rav Shmuel Amri Tarvai Rav Shmuel said, both of them, they both said, which means they agreed, you know. Ooh, wow. Two rabbis agree. Mishum Dofen Akuma Naguba. When the Mishnah says less than four amos is good and four amos is bad, because of dofen akuma they touched it. Normal English means that's a problem or an issue of dofen akuma. You can't say dofen akuma once it hits four amos. But that has nothing to do with schach pasul. Schach pasul in the middle of your sukkah is not an issue of dofen akuma. Dofen akuma is how to get rid of your schach pasul. We can't say dofen akuma in the middle of a sukkah. V'amino luhana. And I said to them, ma ilu ika schach pasul, pachas mi arba. What would be
Ma, what would be ma ilu if ika there was schach pasul pachos me'arba? So you have a sukkah. You have to picture this. So you're in your sukkah, and the strip that goes down the middle of your sukkah has a bunch of metal spits, but it's less than 4 tefachim. So in and of itself, it will not pasul your sukkah. You'd be good to go because that's not enough schach pasul to be a problem. The avir pachas mishloisha, but right next to your metal spits is airspace, but less than 3 tefachim. My, what's the halacha? So what would you say? Kshera. Obviously it's kosher. Why? Because we're going to say lavud. So the schach is lavud to the schach pasul, and there's not enough schach pasul to be a problem, so the sukkah is fine. Okay. So what? Malia b'shpudin. My, if you would fill in that less than 3 tefach airspace with schach pasul, with spits, with shpudin. My, what's the halacha? Psula. So then it's pasul. So let me get this straight, says Rabbo. If I have less than 4 tefachim of schach pasul, and next to it is less than 3 tefachim of airspace, so that's totally kosher, because apparently the two things don't join together, because we're going to say lavud with the airspace. But if you would fill in the airspace with schach pasul, now all of a sudden the whole sukkah would be pasul, right? How could that be? V'lo ye avir ha-poisel b'shleisha ki schach pasul pasul ba'arba. It won't be that air that pasuls at 3 tefachim would be like the schach that pasuls with 4? What's he saying? Menachem, can you work this out? You have schach pasul, less than the shear. Next to airspace, less than the shear. And that's fine, right? But wait a minute. They're both schach pasul, right? Airspace is no good. And schach pasul is no good. And you're telling me that it's just a bunch of shiurim. One has a shear of 3 tefachim, one has a shear of 4 tefachim. So why wouldn't they join together to pasul the sukkah? The two problems in your sukkah, namely the airspace and the schach pasul, why wouldn't they join together to create enough problem for your sukkah? What do you think? So Rashi says, take a look, 1, 2, 3, 4 lines up from the bottom. Man. Psula. The ika chatzitza arba. If you would fill in the airspace with a little bit of schach pasul, you would pasul your sukkah. Because now you have the shear of schach pasul. But before you filled in the airspace, it was kosher, right? When it was airspace, which is worse, right? Because it pasuls at 3 tefachim. Airspace is worse than schach pasul. Because it pasuls at only 3 tefachim. Schach pasul is not pasul until, it's not a problem for your sukkah until it's 4 tefachim. So before, when it was airspace, it was kosher. Now you add a little bit of schach pasul, and now it's pasul. Mitchila kishi avrim was originally airspace, shehu chomer, which is worse. Ha'isuk sheira. Va'achshu shenebach lios kal nifsala. And now that you've changed the airspace into something which is a lighter, it's less likely to be a problem, now it becomes pasul. Lo yehe avir. How could it be that airspace won't be more strict? Chepoisu b'shloisha, pasula l'sukazu, kischach pasul, shehu kal, she'eno nifsal ela ba'arba. So what's his raya? What's he saying? It's less than 3 of airspace and less than 4 of schach pasul, but they're right next to each other. So what's he saying? Okay, so the gist is like this. If you have a bunch of things you're not allowed to eat, right? Pig and, I don't know, basbakala, I don't know, whatever. You have a bunch of things not allowed to eat. Now, halacha, the halacha is that you're not punished until you actually eat
a certain amount, correct? You're not allowed to eat, you have to eat him a little bit of pig, right? But no one gets malchus, no one gets lashes for eating pig until you eat how much? What's the shear for eating always? Kezias. So eating something is but kezias. So what happens if I have some pig and some basil chalav and some, I don't know, all kinds of other things, some nevela.
It's all less than kezias.
All less than kezias. So I take a pig, I take them all together, you know, mash them up, you know, and then I eat a kezias of all three of them at the same time. So what do you say? So it depends on how you look at it, right? If we have the right to view each one of them individually, so then you'll say you didn't need a shear of any of them. So tech, you're not going to get lashes because you didn't need a kezias of any one. But if ultimately they're all under the same umbrella, if at the end of the day they're all the same essential iser, if we could argue that, so then they should join together. So to the extent that we can view them each individually, so then you didn't have a share of each. But to the extent that they're all the same, at the end of the day, you're not allowed to eat it. So to the extent that you could say that, so you'll say then they join together. So our schach pasul, is it all under one umbrella, or are they two totally different ideas? So to the extent that we can view schach pasul as a distinct entity from the airspace being a psul, so then what does it mean? So then they're separate issues altogether. Rav is pushing back against that. Rav is trying to insist that at the end of the day, it's all the same thing. There's one way to pasul your sukkah and another way to pasul your sukkah. It's all schach pasul. It's just that one's worse than the other. The airspace is a worse form of schach pasul than actual schach pasul. It's nothing. Here at least you got something. Nothing is worse than something. So if you have a little bit of nothing and you add it to your something, that's no good. So, especially if the nothing is worse, shouldn't they be mitzdarif? It's only if you add a little bit more of something, which is a lighter aveira, that's when it becomes a problem. So that's what Rav is pushing at. Rav is pushing at it. It's all schach puzzle. So if you can view it all as schach puzzle, and this type, the airspace, is worse type of schach puzzle, then of course it should join with the lighter type of schach puzzle to be a problem. It's all under one umbrella. Oh, schach pasul, why shouldn't it be mitzarev? Just like the different types of tray food, which, okay, maybe it doesn't. We'll have to figure that out on its own. But you understand the concept. As a mashal, if one's the same iser, then the different shiurim will join together. But if it's separate isurim, okay. So then we can view them each individually. So that's what Rabbah pushes at the Talmidei of Rav. So what do they answer him? For Amru li, and they said back to me, Ihachi, if you're right, l'didach nami, so then according to you also, da'amrit schach pasul paisel barba, amis, you're insisting that schach pasul, even in the middle of a sukkah, won't be a problem until it reaches four amos, because that's your duke from the Mishnah, right? Your duke from the Mishnah is, if no sukkah, airspace is a problem at three tvachim, what does the Mishnah say about schach pasul? It says it's not a problem until it's four amos. So according to you, four amos, right? That's schach pasul is no problem until four amos. All right. Ma ilu ika schach pasul pachos midalat amos. What would be if you had schach pasul running on the middle of your sukkah, but it's less than four amos, and airspace ve'avir pachos mishloisha less than three tefachim. Mai, what's the halacha? Sheira, you'll say it's kosher, right? Ma yibish pudim. You filled up the airspace with some more schach pasul. Mai, psula. You'll say it's pasul also. Why shouldn't the airspace that passes at three be like schach pasul that passes in four amos? In other words, you didn't gain anything with your raya against us, because at the end of the day, you're going to say the same thing with your shiur. You're attacking our shiur because if you fill in the airspace, they should be mitzareif. What's the difference between your case and our case? In your case, you're insisting that schach pasul is not problematic until it's four amos. But at the end of the day, that's also a shiur in schach pasul. So it should be the same thing. So you should attack yourself the same way. You have a sukkah. It's less than four amos of schach pasul. And right next to it is less than three tvachim of airspace. So you're going to argue it's kosher, because you'll say lovewood, right? No problem. You fill in a little bit of the airspace with schach pasul, now you have four amas of schach pasul. Now it's no good. So how come according to you the airspace isn't mitzarif with the schach pasul? It's the same thing. What?
Airspace is
As you're saying that the schach possible.
The airspace will say lovely.
So it should be kosher.
Yeah. So there's no difference in your case and our case. You're attacking us because of our Dalid Tfachim. Your Dalid Amis is exactly the same thing. There's no difference between your Shita and our Shita. It's just a question of what's the Shiur of the Schach Pasul. So what did you just say? So if you're right, and the Shiurim join, your Shiurim should join. And if they're separate issues, they're separate issues according to you and according to me. So what are you arguing?
So how's he gonna answer that? V'amina lehu ana, and I said to them, "Hi, Mike. What this what? Meaning, what's the difference between what I'm saying and what you're saying? Bishlam ledidi, it's all good according to me. De amina arba amis, that I'm claiming the shiur is for amos. Mishum shiura v'lav shiurahu,
because that's an issue of a shiur. What do you mean an issue of a shiur? So the way Rashi explains this is, now where am I coming from to say Dalet Amos? That's a shiur daraisa of Dofen Akuma. That's the Torah telling us, Kodesh Baruch Hu telling us, Schach Pasul Pasul's and four Amos. That's a shiur given by the Torah. And you don't belav shiurahu. And in the case you're suggesting, where it's less than four Amos, is not a shiur. An amount. Belav shiurahu. And so in the case where it's less than four Amos, there's not a shiur. Hi. But this, meaning your case of four tfachim, lav shiurahu. What? It's not a shir? What do you mean lav shiurahu? It's not a shir? Kevan de lo shavu shiurayahu lehadade lo mitstarfe. So, sorry, I read it wrong. Sorry, one more, back up a chart a little bit. Mishum shiura, the top line again. Mishum shiura. The reason I'm saying Dalet Amos is because that's the Shir Dofen Akuma. V'lav Shi'urahu. And in our case, we don't have it. Hai Lav Shi'urahu. When we say we don't have the Shir, Kevan de lo Shavu Shi'urayu Lahadade. And since the two Shi'urim are not equal to each other, Shavu is equal, Shi'urayu, their Shi'urim, their amounts, Lahadade to each other, Lo Mitstarfe, they don't join. In other words, what he's saying is that my shiur schach pasul of Dalet Amos is from Dofen Akuma. Torah gives us a shiur of Dofen Akuma, or he's understanding that to be schach pasul, and that's in Dalet Amos. What's the shiur for airspace? Three tfachim. The Torah gives us two distinct shiur. Elul didchu, but according to you, damrisu shiur mishum haflaga. Where you're giving an amount because of haflaga. Haflaga is a little bit of a funny word. Haflaga basically in this case means svara. You're giving your own explanation. There's no shir from the Torah. Mishum haflaga, you're giving it based on your estimation, your evaluation. How do you know schach pasul is a problem at four tfachim? Because it's a significant makom. There are other areas in Torah where it's a significant makom. So we're going to assume it's a significant makom here too. But there's no technical shear. Your shear is based on your assessment. But the Torah never gave it a shear. Mali ispalig b'schach pasol. Mali ispalig b'schach pasol. V'ovir. So what's the difference between your evaluation, your shiur, your svara of schach pasol, and what is the difference to me with your svara when there's schach pasol and airspace? So what does that mean? So, I'll finish with this. Take a look at Rashi. 1, 2, 3, 4 lines down from the top. But your shir is all based on a svara. The four tfachim that you're saying was not taught in the Mishnah as an amount for schach pasul. This thought process, this thought process of yours, it's puzzle for tvachim. How do you know? Asun hainu tamayu, you, this is your rationale. Nishun de bechul makom, all over halach, all over shas. Chashuvin dalid tvachim, we consider four tvachim liyos to be makom chashuv laatzman, a significant place in and of itself. Atem oimrim sha'af zeh makom hu. So you're claiming, you're suggesting that this is also a significant place. A makom of schach pasul of four tefachim. V'chaytzeitz b'sukkah zu, and it divides, it separates in this sukkah, la'asayitzeh kishtayim, to make it like it's two sukkahs. V'ein defanes lehem, and they don't have enough walls. Mali yispaleg v'chule. What's the difference between your estimation, your sevara, in the case of just schach pasul and schach pasul next to airspace? And Rashi stops there. So how do we fill in the blank here? What is the Gemara saying? So that's a good question, right? We have to fill in the blank here. We're missing information. Seems like the pshat is that he's saying you have no right to say that the shiurim don't join unless you can legitimately say the two things have different shiurim. Here, we have halacha l'mashe v'sinei, I have lavud. So we do know that airspace is problematic once it hits three. We have no shear for schach pasul, according to you. According to me, we do. According to you, we don't. It's based on your svara that it's a makam chashuv. So why shouldn't the shiurim join together if it's all schach pasul? According to me, there's schach pasul of airspace and there's schach pasul of stuff. But the Torah specifically gives it different shiurim. And when two things have different, let's give our example of eating. Let's say that there was a certain type of thing that you're not allowed to eat, and the shear of that thing is two kizesim. Torah goes out of its way and says, if you're not allowed to eat carpet is prohibited to be eaten, two kizesim of carpet, and we kill you. But everything else in Kol HaTorah Kula is one kizayis. So should we say then, that if I eat one kizayis of pig and one kizayis of carpet, they'll join together for eating carpet? For sure not, because then the case of carpet is clearly different. Eating carpet was only two kizesim. So you're not going to join that with another iser. So he says, that's what I'm telling you. I'm telling you that schach pasul is arba amos and avir is shlosha tefachim. But you're claiming that it's all schach pasul. It's just schach pasul of airspace is three tefachim. That's pretty clear from the Torah. But schach pasul of stuff, once it hits a significant makom, is pasul. Okay, so then they should all join. It's all schach pasul. It's all the same thing. You're giving it a svara, but it's also a puzzle. You have no right to distinguish then. Why should it not join together? That's my argument against you. In my case, it's clear that they shouldn't join together because it's not considered schach puzzle until it's four amas of schach puzzle. According to you, it's all just a problem of whatever is on top of you. So whatever is on top of you, it's airspace is three tvach. And this, how do you know it's not three tvach? Because you made up that it's a significant makom. Well, it's a significant makom, man, if you have a little bit left, if you have three tvachim of stuff and three tvachim of airspace. That's a significant makom of schach pasul. You're sitting under a significant makom of schach pasul. You'll fill in a little bit, and you're still sitting under a significant makom of schach pasul. Who cares if it's airspace, if it's filled in with schach pasul? At the end of the day, you have your significant makom of schach pasul. So the whole sukkah should be divided in half. That's his argument. So that's where the Gemara stops, that particular argument. And then the Gemara goes on to Abaye, who just says, we should probably just finish it because it's the end of this like piece. So it says, Amar le Abaye. So Abaye then said, Ulamar Nami. So according to you, Rabba, also, you have your division between Dalet Amos and three Tvachim. Nehid l'shabashu rayu b'sukkah gedoila. You're right that the Tushi Urim are different if you're talking about a big sukkah. Because there's Chak Pasol, which is four Amis, and then there's airspace, which is two Tvachim. But Pesukah Kitana, Milo Shavu Shurayu. But if you have a tiny sukkah, that's only seven Tvachim, right? So then, what's going to be if you have Chak Pasol? You can't have Dalet Amis or Chak Pasol in a sukkah that's only seven Tvachim. So let's say you have some Chak Pasol and some airspace. So imagine your sukkah. It's totally covered in Chak Pasol and airspace. So what are you going to do? You're going to say it's kosher? Sure. Well, it doesn't pasul until it's Dalet Amos. And airspace doesn't pasul until it's three tefachim. So you don't have any schach pasul. You also don't have any schach kosher. What? Mila shavu shirayu. Amar lei hasam lav mishum deshavu shirayu lehadadehu al mishum deleisa leshirayu desukuhu. In that case, he says, he answers Abaye and he says, over there, lav mishum deshavu shirayu is not because their shiurim become similar in a small sukkah.
Shavu Shari Lahadadi. It's not because the Shurim are become similar Lahadadi to each other, who it is. Kamo. Ella, rather, Mishum the Lesi Lashur the Sukkahu. It's because you don't have the Shur of a Sukkah. So what does he mean? It's because you don't have schach at all? Alright, we should go over it tomorrow. But that's the end of that sugya. It was it's a pretty heavy debate between the two. They're trying to understand the svaras, between when things are mitzvah, when they're not mitzvah.